Professor Dr. Vish, we are very happy with our audience that they're listening our audios. So today we are going to know about awareness. Can you share with us your experience and few good things with us about awareness?
Yeah, thank you, Lavi. It's very nice to see you. I remember as a beautiful young student, you are with me. Now I'm so happy for asking me about awareness. What Zen says about awareness? The Zen great masters, as a principle message of Zen is awareness. More than 2 to 3 minutes, normally the person is not aware. The mind can be never intelligent, according to Zen. Mind, whatever you put in information only, it can process. It can be never intelligent. Only no mind is intelligent. That is getting from the cosmos, getting from the unknown, tapping from the creativity. That is the highest intelligence. Sometimes mind gives burden. It gives stupor. That does not mean we don't require mind. Because of the mind only I am talking. Because of the mind only audience are listening. But we must know the limitation. Sometimes the mind can be a burden. See, nowadays young people, they go on some negative. What happened? They're ready to go to the extent of committing suicide for a small reason. Mind can be a stupor. When you live with the mind, you live with the minimal input. Because mind knows little bit. Whatever we are conditioned, whatever we have learned, whatever we are used to, only that mind knows. The unknown is not known by the mind. So drop your thoughts, then lives become a clean, clear, alive and a young flame. Drop your thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, so many thoughts. Why waste thoughts? Just leave aside. Because of the habit formation, the minds tend to think. Mind is a beautiful organ. It can be your friend. It can be your worst enemy too. That's what Zen teaching you. Then life becomes a burden if you live with the mind all the time. Because somebody says something, somebody cannot please you. Always you think about somebody said. The mind becomes so much troublesome. Instead of that, if you drop your thoughts, it becomes a clean, clear, alive and young flame. Deep inside, Lavi, you become a witness. Whatever happens, you become witness. Just observe. You become a witness. You become silent, unchanged and detached. Whatever happening, a detached observer. You don't brand it. You don't name it. You don't say this is good, this is bad. You don't categorize. Detached and observant is the highest of highest wisdom shared by Zen. This is called awareness. And thank you for allowing me to talk about Zen. I also wish a lot of people see their lavish.org. And thank you very much, my dear great friend. Finally, you have to thank the Zen masters. Thank you.